as we get older, we do more and more and more and more things automatically. And so our brain is not being challenged. And so the challenge for us with our children and the challenge for us as adults is how do we find ways to really stimulate the brain to make learning interesting so that we want to continually be learning more. And that's that concept of plasticity is something that just goes on throughout life. I want to tell you a story. Have any of you heard of Ben Carson or seen the movie Gifted Hands? No? Oh, I totally want to recommend it. Write it down. Ben Carson is the most renowned children's brain surgeon in the world. When he was a little boy, he was a black child being raised in a ghetto, and he was at the bottom of his class at school. And his mom was told, he had a single mom, he was told, this kid is never going to amount to anything. And mom didn't accept that. And she really got involved in his education to the point that he won full scholarships to go to university, to medical school, and he is now the top brain surgeon for kids. That part of the story itself just totally excites me. But the other thing was we were watching on YouTube, and it was a YouTube talking about brain plasticity, and it was showing the story of a little girl who was having seizures to such an extent that she was doing nothing but seizing. And when they looked at her brain, they realized that all of the seizing was happening on the right side of her brain, but the left side of her brain was functioning normally. And after much, much agonizing, because they realized that this child was never going to be able to function, she was just in a continuous seizure, that they were going to make the radical decision to remove one side of her brain. Right? You would expect that she would have been a vegetable, but a vegetable not seizing. But so much has been learned about how to correctly stimulate the brain that the video that we saw is this child had this surgery and she walked out of the hospital and walked out talking, and we watched movies of her in her classroom talking to her classmates, playing with kids, skipping, carrying on. That's the capacity that is there, and we are just learning how to tap into this. We're just at the beginning of what we're learning about the brain. So the new paradigm is called retrain the brain plasticity. And the story for parents and for teachers